You're listening to the Quizzable Cast, episode 56 for the 2012 NEQT ICT.
My name is Andrew Fay. I'll be reading this match. Seth Tyler, who is the head editor of this year's set, will be scorekeeping. Thank you, Seth. And could we start by having the Virginia players buzz in and say your names?
Matt. David.
Tommy. Evan.
Yeah.
It's like the wrong teams.
Sorry?
When we buzz in, it lights up on Illinois up on that thing.
Are you Virginia?
These are Virginia.
Yeah, Illinois over here.
You guys, don't worry. That is not a fizzle in any way. You shouldn't worry about it. You guys can't worry about it unless you crank your necks. You guys don't worry about it. So could Illinois be buzzing? Say your name.
I'm Greg.
Hi. Austin.
Billy.
Okay. We'll get started in there. Alright, Seth, we're operating the clock. And again, this is the official clock. There's a clock there that does not count. Don't worry about it. That's the clock you need to think about. You ready, Seth?
Sure.
Alright, well, we're going to toss up one. Characters in this work include the Moorish servant Zanche and a duke who disguises himself.
The White Devil.
That's power. Be quiet. Answer the following about fires in American history. Some 17 men and 129 women, mostly garment workers, perished in this 1911 tragedy in the Ash Building. Yes. 10 years later, much of this city was destroyed by fire in a race riot. That riot in this city started when a black man named Dick Rowland was accused of violating Sarah Page in an elevator. Tulsa. This city was ravaged by a great fire in 1904. During the early days of the Civil War, this mid-Atlantic city witnessed the Pratt Street Riot.
Yeah, Baltimore.
20 points in the bonus. Tulsa. War polypeptides help guide a structure produced by these entities through the micropile with the aid of synergid cells. These structures are abundant in callos, providing tension resistance as they undergo tip growth. They consist of a vegetative cell engulfing a generative cell and are produced in the microsporangium of the anther. For 10 points, name these structures. That's right, for 10, your bonus. This work's stage directions are sung by two characters known as Compère and Commère, for 10 points each, in this 1928 opera, which features one of the title characters half indoors and half out of doors. Its third act contains Ignatius of Loyola's oft-mocked aria, Pigeons on the Grass, Alas.
Four Saints and Three Acts, is
and so.
Four Saints and Three Acts?
Yes. This composer of Four Saints and Three Acts also collaborated with Gertrude Stein on The Mother of Us All.
Thompson?
Yes. Thompson's students include this contemporary composer, whose only full-length operas are 1965's Miss Julie and 2005's Our Town. He won a Pulitzer for the suite Air Music. Answer. It's Ned Warren. You get 20. Toss it. This man's works for chorus and organ include Missa Brevis and Pange Lingua. One of his works premiered with a festival overture and is based on a Psalm 55 translation. A short, long, short rhythm dominates this composer's work, inspired by the Verbunco's tradition, his Dances of Galanta. Another works narrator admires a... that's right, 10 points. A reporter for the New York Times died of an asthma attack while in Syria on horseback in 2012. For 10 points each, name that author of Night Draws Near, who won two Pulitzers while working for the Washington Post.
What's this guy's name? He was not particularly famous.
Answer. No answer. Shadid. In 2002, Shadid was shot in the shoulder in this administrative capital of the Palestinian National Authority.
Administrative capital, is that like Nablus? Nablus?
Ramallah. In 2011, Shadid disappeared near Benghazi while covering this NATO air support, the NATO air support of this country's civil war.
Libya?
Yeah, that for 10. Toss up. This nation's socialist party is led by Ousmane Tanur Dieng, who placed fourth in its 2012 presidential election, in which pop star Youssou N'Dour was barred from running. The incumbent, first elected in 2000 under a constitution that did not set term limits, conceded defeat in 2012's second round. Power, your bonus. The minor group of DNA is an attractive target for small molecules. For 10 points each, Peter Durbin worked on recognizing each base pair from the minor group of polyamides consisting of two aromatic heterocycles, pyrrole, and this five-membered ring with two nitrogen atoms. Answer. It's imidazole. This amino acid possesses an imidazole side chain. Its pKa is notably close to physiological pH. Histidine.
Oh.
In nature, binding to the major groove can occur via this kind of base pairing found in DNA triple helices.
That's not making any sense.
It's Hoogstein, no points. Toss up. Don Armer has an affair with one woman in this work, then tries to use that affair to blackmail the woman's father. Another character in this novel falls off a cruise ship after fantasizing about a turd. That man...
The Crashers.
Power, your bonus. This author told the same anecdote about a ride on a bus in 99 different ways in his book Exercises in Style for 10 points each, and is founder of the Uwipo movement, whose other works include The Last Days and The Sunday of Life.
What's it?
Answer, it's Canoe. Canoe's greatest popular success was this novel, which uses colloquial French to describe the title girl's adventures in Paris. It was made into a film by Louise Malle.
Oh, yeah. Stacy and the Metro?
Yes. Canoe was briefly a member of this movement in the 1920s, but later split with André Breton, who wrote its manifesto. In painting, its members included René Magritte. You get 20 on that. Toss up. A class of functions named for this man, defined on the Riemann sphere and uniquely determined by their values at 0, 1, and infinity, are also known as linear fractional maps. A function named for this man gives negative 1 or 1 if its input is square-free, otherwise...
Mobius.
Power, your bonus. It eliminated ballistic missiles and cruise missiles that had a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers for 10 points each, in this agreement between the U.S. and the Soviet Union signed in December 1987.
This is like SALT-2. Like SALT-2?
INF. The INF treaty indirectly arose from a 1986 summit in this European capital.
That's Reykjavik?
Yes. This general secretary of the Communist Party represented the Soviets at that summit.
That'd be like Gorbachev?
20 points. Toss-up. In Sentiments of the Nation, this man wrote that the Catholic religion is the only one without tolerance of any other, and that slavery is prescribed forever as well as the distinctions of caste. He convoked the Congress of Chilpachingo in 1813 after winning victories at Orizaba and Acapulco, and 2 years later was convicted of treason, unfrocked, and executed. Minus 5. For 10 points, name this mestizo priest who led the Mexican independence movement after the death of Miguel Hidalgo. Time, it's Morelos. Tasso. These two figures appear in the Platonic epigraph to Athenaeus. These figures were said to have been fathered by Cephalus and Astraeus upon Eos. These gods represented two celestial bodies whose identity is discussed in On Sense and Reference by Frege.
So, Hesperus and Hesperus?
Just in time, power. For 10 points each, give the following about video game characters with similar names. This fat, frog-like creature is the end boss of Super Mario Bros. 2.
Wart.
Yes. In the first game in this series, a boy named Wart would sell you items after charging you 50 gold points to see what it was. In the second game, his leg would be used to reach the secret cow level.
Oh, it's a Diablo, I think.
Answer.
Diablo.
Yes. In his 2010 game, players control War, the Horseman of the Apocalypse, who is guided by a Mark Hamill-voiced The Watcher. The player must rebuild the Armageddon blade in Wolfenstein. It's Darksiders, you get 20. Toss up. A 1982 experimental test of this result used a krypton laser and a tunable dye laser to populate the 4P2 level of calcium, which then decay back to 4S2 by emitting 2 photons with 0 total angular momentum. This result is often presented in terms of 3 measurements at different angles of the spins of entangled particles. For 10 points, the EPR paradox inspired what theorem did... That's right, 10. 10 points each, name these figures associated with hazelnuts. In Irish myth, this inhabitant of October Sigays ate hazelnuts from 9 different trees before being captured by the poet Finnegas. Yes. This woman saw the universe as a hazelnut-sized ball in her palm in the first of 16 visions in A Book of Showings.
Julianna Norwich?
Yes. This fairy queen is said to drag a hazelnut chariot through lovers' brains, bringing them dreams of love and speech by Mercutio. 30. Tasa. The area of this sea's coast, called the Yarmaland, was settled by the Comores starting in the 12th century. The Mezen River flows into it, and the Salafki Islands are in this sea, connected by a canal to Lake Onega. The northern Dvina River flows into this sea, and to its southwest is the Republic of Karelia. Connected via the Gorlo, or throat, to the Barents Sea is, for 10 points, what sea south of the Kola Peninsula, whose major port is the Russian city of Arkhangelsk.
The Sea of Atas?
No, I don't know. No, it's the White Sea. Process. While working on this text, its author wrote 2 books on analogy. Colonel Stoffel led an expedition to locate Oppida, mentioned in this work, which covers the Bellovakian Revolt in an 8th book written by Atlas Hirtius. It describes the use of woad in a section on the second expedition to...
The Gallic Wars.
Power. Your bonus. We made this strait by the Pescadores. For 10 points each, name the strait connecting the South and East China Sea, west of an island formerly known as Formosa.
Taiwan.
Yes. Near the western shore of the Taiwan Strait is this archipelago controlled by the Republic of China, site of Jincheng, which along with Matsu was shelled during the Taiwan Strait crisis. Kemoi. To the west of the Taiwan Strait is this Chinese province with capital Fuzhou. 20 points. Chasa. This play's success led its co-authors to write The Darling of the Gods. It's based on a story by John Luther Wong, and itself inspired a work in which Comrade Chin oversees Song Le Ling spying on French diplomat René Gallimard. That similarly... Power, your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the unfolded protein response. The unfolded protein response results from detection of misfolded proteins in this organelle. Proteins synthesized by ribosomes attached to this organelle are transported to the Golgi body. Yes. The unfolded protein response depends on the activity of an enzyme that requires this 6-carbon molecule. Its triphosphate and DAG are the products of phospholipase C cleavage.
6-carbon. X.
Cyclo. Answer. I can't accept that. It's inositol. Under normal conditions, unfolded proteins in the ER are targeted to this cylindrical complex. Ubiquinated proteins are also targeted here. 20. Toss up. Camilla Gray's The Great Experiment describes this man's man-powered glider project. Picasso inspired his painterly reliefs, which developed into his counter-reliefs and corner-reliefs in spaces traditionally used for icons. A steel double helix framing a glass cylinder, pyramid,
Tatlin.
Power, your bonus. The losing side of this battle was led by Arsenio Linares, who neglected to reinforce the namesake bridge for 10 points each, and this battle fought the same day as the Battle of El Kini.
Okay, so... Monterey?
San Juan Hill. The Battle of San Juan Hill was the most notable victory of this cavalry regiment, whose first commander was Leonard Wood.
Rough Riders.
Yes. Earlier, the Rough Riders fought at this battle of June 24, 1898, the first significant land engagement in Cuba during the Spanish-American War. It's Las Cuasinas.
That's what we said.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. We said Las Cuasinas.
Okay, that's good. 20 bucks.
Okay.
I was looking up at the clock and I missed our cue.
Okay.
And that is that.
Yeah, good.
So we'll get an official score check from Seth before we continue.
So that was, sorry, 20 on the last bonus?
Yes.
Okay. I have 225, 120.
Yeah. Do you guys have any questions or questions? You guys? Yeah, you good? All right. Wait for 7. I'll take another sip of water. All right, second half begins with toss-up 14. This work declares that a new political science is needed for a world itself quite new. It casts the past 700 years as progress toward equality of conditions, which it claims is aided by evenly dividing inheritances. It notes that the title phenomenon has not been hampered by an aristocracy, except in the South, and dismisses fears of excessive liberty in a section on tyranny of the majority. For 10 points...
Liberty.
I'm sorry.
I'm Liberty.
Minus 5. A trip with Gustave de Beaumont to the U.S. inspired what book by Alexis de Tocqueville?
Democracy in America.
10 points. Your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following on American political poetry. This man's comment, as we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know, opens the unknown, one of Hart Seeley's versifications of this defense secretary under President Bush. Answer. Yes. This 1808 poem, Speaker, derides ye pimps of France, and begs heaven to snatch him to some sequestered spot where Jefferson and faction are forgot. Yes. This former poet laureate mentions the firebombings of Hamburg and Tokyo in Bush's War from his 2008 collection, Time and Materials. He also wrote the New York Times piece, Poet Bashing Police. You get 30. Toss-up. This order of animals possesses both coracoid bones and coracoid processes on its scapulae. Their organs of Corti have multiple rows of inner hair cells, and their cochlea adopt a 270-degree turn. One animal in this order has a facial nerve developed for electroreception and venom... Power. An ideal, infinitely long one of these devices has no exterior field and a uniform longitudinal magnetic field in its interior for 10 each. Name these devices in which a steady current is passed through a helical coil tightly wound around a cylinder. Yes. Inside an infinite solenoid, this quantity is proportional to the number of turns per unit length times the current times the distance from the axis. For a moving charge, it may be calculated with the Leonhard-Vichard formula. Vector potential. This quantity vanishes for solenoidal vector quantities such as the magnetic field. This function of the vector potential is set to zero in the Coulomb gauge.
Maybe it's curl.
Divergence, you get 10. Toss up. Luke Wadding's 17th century edition of this man's works inspired a group of men, including Claudius Frossen, which held that the infinity of God constitutes its perfection, and the goal of human life is love, not knowledge, of God. That group drew on this man's concept of hagiotos and on his opus
constructs.
Yes, for 10. Your bonus. The audience passed through a walled-in garden filled with used tires, tar paper, and barrels, and this man's installation, Yard, for 10 points each, named the student of John Cage, who coined the term happening to refer to works like Yard.
What?
Okay. It's Alan Caprow. Caprow introduced the term happening in an essay on the legacy of this American action painter, who was nicknamed Jack the Ripper. Yes. Caprow is associated with the Fluxus movement, as was this artist of the happening, Cut Piece. She collaborated with her third husband on the album Double Fantasy.
Oh, it's still Capone, right?
Oh, okay.
Answer. Yeah, you get 20 on that. Toss up. One of this film's title characters describes meeting a possibly telepathic dolphin shortly after taking a bad fall on a cruise ship. Rita and Becca kiss after a drunken Annie causes a panic by claiming that a colonial woman is churning butter on a plane's wing. The end credits are interrupted by a sandwich...
Bridesmaids?
That's right, for 10. In this novel, Ngofo attacks Jacobo during a strike, for 10 each. In this novel, Ngofo's son, Nijiroge, falls in love with Jacobo's daughter, Mulihaki. Answer.
God the Deliverer.
Weep Not, Child was the first novel of this author who collaborated with Cherry Mugo on the play The Trial of Dedan Kamathi. Yes. Weep Not, Child and The Trial of Dedan Kamathi both depict this Kikuyu uprising of the 1950s. You get 20 on that. Toss-up. This entity's first directors were Harcourt Morgan, Arthur Morgan, and a man who served as the first chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission, David Lilienthal. Justice Brandeis developed the doctrine of power. Your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about books features on AMC's Mad Men. Don rethinks his strategy for a sales pitch to the motorcycle division of Honda after reading this ethnographic study by Ruth Benedict that contrasts shame and guilt cultures. Yes. In the first season, this eccentric senior partner at the firm touts Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. He quits the firm partway through the fourth season.
Cooper?
Prompt. Oh, no, I can accept that. Don reads this author's poetry collection, Meditations in an Emergency. Another author with the same last name wrote a novel whose title refers to the inevitability of Julian English's death. Answer. It's Frank and John O'Hara. You get 20. Tossa. This woman's husband was succeeded by their son, Catreus. One of her sons was resurrected by Polyidus, while the Athenians murdered...
It's Aspen.
Cower. Your bonus. This thinker criticized Thomas Hobbes' claim that laughter arises out of selfishness in his thoughts on laughter. For 10 points each, name this member of the Scottish Enlightenment who succeeded Gershom Carmichael as a professor of moral philosophy at Glasgow in the 1720s. Answer. Yes. Hutchison argued that the phrase private vices, public benefits may mean any of five distinct propositions in his remarks on this work by Bernard Mandeville. Yes. As a teenager, this man studied moral philosophy under Hutchison, who influenced his theory of moral sentiments. He also wrote The Wealth of Nations. Yeah, you get 30 on that. Process. One set of parameters for this property can be estimated from Small's constants. This property's Hildebrand parameters can be used to calculate a Flory-Huggins interaction parameter. Differences in this property between two phases give concentration differences encoded in partition coefficients and are exploited in extractions. It is decreased for a salt by the common ion effect.
Just concentration?
Minus I. Name this property quantified as Ksp, the measure of a solvent's ability to stabilize a solute. Yes, for 10. For 10 points each, name these 19th century British poets who wrote about a woman named Jenny. And this man's Enoch Arden, the narrator of The Grandmother, recalls a slander from her cousin, Jenny. Yes. This pre-Raphaelite's Jenny describes the title prostitute as a book the narrator half reads. Yes. Years after introducing Keats to Shelley, this man's meeting with Thomas Carlyle's wife Jane inspired his Rondeau or Jenny Kiss Me. Yeah, you get 30 on that. Toss up. One participant in this event claimed to be the Baroness de Korff, who had urgent business in Germany. Axel von Fersen planned this event, which ended with the intervention of a postmaster who had seen a salute in the town of Saint-Menehould. Its central party intended to reach the fortress of Montmédy and seek assistance from the Austrian Netherlands, but...
The flight of Louis XVI?
Yeah, I can accept that. 10 points. Richard Neal defended this man's views on communion tables before the Court of High Commission for 10 points each, named this Archbishop of Canterbury, executed in January 1645 by command of Parliament. It's Laud. Puritans associated Laud with this anti-predestinarian doctrine named for a Dutch clergyman. Answer. Yes. Oh. This man's hostility to law cost him his ears in a 1637 Star Chamber case. He got even by obsessively recording the Archbishop's downfall in his Canterbury's Doom.
Okay.
That's William Crane. You get 10 points. Toss up. This man succeeded Olean S. Walker in 2005. He resigned less than 4 years later and was replaced by Gary Hurd. Shortly before resigning, he was banned from speaking at a Michigan power. Your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following from the physical anthropologist Johann Blumenbach. Blumenbach taught this polymath whose cosmos summarized current geography and science. His brother Wilhelm wrote on the limits of state action. Yes. Blumenbach classified humanity into five races in his Institutes of Physiology, using this term for what he called the brown race, which included Pacific Islanders. Answer? It's Malay. Blumenbach's work on craniometry was influential on this 19th century French anatomist. An area of the brain involved in speech production is named for him.
Wait, which one's
Spanish?
Broca. You get 20 for that. Toss up the next to last. This work's author described an actor letting a toothbrush peep out of a pocket while rehearsing a part in this work in the poem The Old Hat. Roles in this work include Filch and a girl who fantasizes about commanding an eight-sailed pirate ship. A polarized adaptation of this work that has a ballad of dependency replace its ballad of sexual obsession was made by Mark Blitzstein. For 10 points, Polly Peachum married... 10 points. For double teaching these mythical horses, Zephyrus fathered this pair of immortal horses on the harpy Codarge. Poseidon gave them to Peleus, who later gave them to Achilles.
Ares
and Xanthus?
No.
Answer.
Ares and Xanthus.
It's Xanthus and Balius.
What am I doing?
Charlemagne gave this magic horse to Rinaldo, an incident which is highlighted in both Orlando and Amorato and Orlando Furioso. It could adjust its size to accommodate all four sons of Amon. It's Bayard. The best of all horses, this eight-legged steed belonged to Odin. Yeah, you get 10. This is the last toss-up. Features of the southern part of this state include the Big Muddy River and Shawnee Hills. Its American bottom floodplain lies north of the Kaskaskia River and contains the Cahokia Mounds.
That's just Illinois.
That's right, for 10. And the final bonus. Shor's algorithm and Grover's algorithm rely on putting memory bits into superpositions of ones and zeros to solve problems. For 10 points each, they were designed for this kind of computer of which no practical examples exist yet.
Yeah,
funnels. That's right. Shor's algorithm accomplishes this task probabilistically faster than the general number field sieve. Yes. Grover's algorithm allows the searching of an unsorted list in time proportional to this function of the list. Yeah, you get 30. That's the game.